at the risk of being accused of making a huge generalization, it seems to me that a disproportionate number of blind people are interested in fooling around with broadcast equipment, and, for want of a better term, playing radio stations. Of course, even when we've grown up and are supposed not to be playing with toys, there are a number of quite legitimate reasons for messing about with radio transmitters. For example, thousands upon thousands of internet radio stations are available on your computer. Some, like the ACB streams, are internet-only. Others are rebroadcasts of standard terrestrial radio. It would certainly be nice to be tucked up in bed or out in the garden, listening to one of those stations, instead of being stuck by your computer. And as the Northern Hemisphere summer approaches, how about a transmitter that you can connect to your TV or VCR so you can hear your favourite primetime newscast while you're out by the barbecue? There are many reasons why you may like to take the sound of your computer, your VCR or your hi-fi and even your talking book machine and rebroadcast it so that it can be heard over a standard FM radio. And there are many products out there that will facilitate this. They are very low power FM transmitters that can be connected to any appliance that has some sort of line out capability, be it through an RCA or phono line out or a headphone jack. Some, like the radio webcaster that we've reviewed previously on Main Menu, come with additional software so that you can control your computer remotely. Others, like the product we're going to look at today, are just a transmitter. When I was researching this subject in depth a couple of years ago for my own needs, one manufacturer kept coming up again and again as leaders in three categories: reliability, frequency stability, and audio frequency response. Just about all other products seemed not to fare as well in at least one of these three categories. The product is produced in the United Kingdom by Veronica Broadcast Equipment. Perhaps what makes these very low-power products of such exceptional quality is that their high-power products are in use in commercial radio right across the globe. So when you buy their very low-power transmitter, you're getting the same broadcast-quality technology without the huge power, for which, of course, you would need a commercial license. This is a no-frills, high-quality product, which you can buy in its component parts to assemble, complete with instructions, of course, or you can have it assembled for you for an additional fee. When assembled, what you get is simply a small circuit board. It's not boxed, but it is easy to tune and to set the levels, as we'll soon see. It's because there are no frills that a broadcast quality product can be sold at such a comparatively low price. To tell us more about this unit and take us on a bit of a tour, here's Henry Brudge.
Hello everybody, this is Henry Brudge from Kidderminster. Just wanted to review for you today the Veronica FM board. It comes in the mail, depending on whether you request it or not, with an AC power supply. I even think that they may do one for 110 volts, but don't quote me on that. You can order the board with or without the AC power supply, but I recommend you order it with it, because in the final analysis, when I got mine, I had a couple of AC to DC supplies that would have powered the board very nicely, and they did. But I wound up ordering their supply because it's basically got a filter in there which keeps any RF products from getting back into the board via the AC line. That is to say, a lot of these smaller supplies, when you use them, will give you a lot of AC ripple back into your whatever you're using. You've probably noticed this with some of these radios like your Sangenes and some of these others, that when you tune through the stations, you get a lot of hum. Well, that hum is generally RF getting back into the radio via the AC supply. I believe it's an RF component that's generated as a radio signal, and then it gets modulated back into the receiver, and so you hear it as a bit of AC ripple. Well, they've got a choke in there that gets rid of this. So it's a very smooth supply that they give away or sell. It's actually about $10 for the supply when you order it. Has the appropriate filtration built into it, i.e. chokes or whatever you like. Okay, so having said this, the board comes with an AC supply, which can be ordered separately, and I believe it comes with a 9-volt battery. You can run the board on this 9-volt battery, but it won't last very long. It'll give you a few hours, but if you just want to try it out, it's a good way to go if you haven't got an AC supply handy. And if you have the board in front of you with the components facing up, and you have it on your lap, which probably isn't a good idea because you might cause some problems with the chips, but regard it as you would any piece of computer kit to be protected from static electricity. I mean, it's rugged enough. Certainly, I've had it for a year and a half, and it's done very well. But just take the usual precautions. If you look at the board, on your left-hand side, well, if you orient it so that you feel a bunch of audio jacks, those are the inputs to the board for your audio connections. They're RCA-type connectors. And if you orient these to the left, and this will give you the same orientation that I'm going to be discussing. So you have the board with the components facing up and the audio jacks pointing to the left, so that if you have a cord plugged into it, it would be hanging off the lower left-hand corner. Now, there are only three controls or variables that you have to worry about. The rest of it is totally self-contained, and there's nothing else you can adjust or need to adjust. You've got two potentiometers for the volume control for each channel, and you've got the one that adjusts frequency. Now, if you look at the board with the RCA jacks to your left, cord pointing out away from you to your left over the lower left-hand corner, you will notice that there's a potentiometer just scooched down on the lower left-hand edge. This is the potentiometer for that jack, which is associated with it. Go over to the jack next to it, and you'll find the same type of potentiometer on the other side, which will control the other jack. I run these potentiometers totally clockwise at maximum input. Even with maximum input, I find that that general inputs, such as you get from a hi-fi system, are perfect. Then, to orient yourself and find the trimmer, which adjusts your frequency, you go a little bit up from the input for the topmost of the two jacks. You go just a little bit up and to your right, and you should encounter it. Feels like a low squat cylinder with another cylinder coming out of it. This is a threaded screw piece that you have to turn. It's the only thing like it. And basically you tune the radio to a clear channel, and you tune this little pot until you hear the unit come up. I've had this unit sitting on the same frequency for a year and a half, and it's never moved. It's been absolutely rock steady. I also know that these units are basically what goes into their transmitters. Now, they market FM transmitters all over the world at various power levels, anything from 5 watts to 5,000 watts, if you can run that much power legally. And all these transmitters incorporate this little board. And this is what you're buying when you buy one of their kits. It's all pre-assembled. It comes through with all the connections ready. In the upper left-hand corner, you've got two little lugs which have two wires soldered to them. These two wires are about 30 inches long each. They are the antenna. And this is what makes it work. And a few little tips on this. If you don't do anything about the little antenna, you're going to hear this thing all over the neighborhood, and your neighbors are going to be knocking on your door, along with the FCC, because people are going to complain about the signal wiping out the FM band. This thing is so strong that you will get power levels, which will be surprising. I mean, okay, this thing maybe puts out 50 milliwatts, but I found the best part of this is discretion, and the best part of discretion is to do the following. Cut the wires back to about 6 inches or even 4 inches, and you will find you'll get plenty of coverage for your house. And once you get away from the house, you won't hear the unit any further. Before I attempted this, I tested the range of the unit, and we could hear it about right down to the end of our street from our car radio. So I figured that's going to be a bit too much. The board is here. I'm going to pull it out and sort of have it in my hand as I'm talking. Maybe we can have a bit of a play with this, and you can hear how it works. I'll switch over to the radio now. Turn the radio up. It's see.
It's a good friend, but it arrived.
I'm going to switch. There, I've just switched over to the unit. You won't be able to hear anything because it's now putting out a dead carrier. Now, I'm just using my fingernail. Now, see, you can hear what's happening as I put my hands near the potentiometer. The frequency jumps. Okay? Okay, I've got my fingernail in the slot, and I'm going to turn it. And there it is. I've moved it. I've just moved it ever so slightly. And you can do it with a fingernail. I really recommend using a screwdriver. But you can hear how it moves. And there, I'm back on frequency again. So, I mean, it's easy to do, to adjust this thing. And you should have no trouble. And I'm going to put this back in. There we go. Back into its little hole. And that's us finished with that. Okay, so there you have it. That's the unit in brief. I presume Jonathan will give you contact details. And you've probably all seen the website. If anybody wants it, I can send the text page because I have it downloaded from my E5 just as a text page. I can send it to anybody. If you want it, just send it to henry@listentohere.co.uk. That's listen to here, listentoher.co.uk, or you can try my website, which is listentohere.co.uk, and go to the mailing link and get me that away.
Thanks, Henry, and if you wish to contact Veronica Broadcast Equipment directly, their website is at www.veronica.co.uk. That's www.veronica.co.uk. They have a number of options there. Some of them you would certainly need a commercial broadcast license to avail yourself of. The two that you'll probably be interested in are the 50 milliwatt mono kit and the 50 milliwatt stereo kit. The stereo one can be shipped to most parts of the world for around about the 40 UK pounds mark assembled, and it's quite a bit cheaper if you wish to have someone assemble it for you, or you want to have a go at assembling it yourself. It does come with instructions, so in general around about 40 United Kingdom pounds including shipping to get that to you. It is important to emphasize too that there may be regulations governing the use of such equipment where you live. It's important for you to check those issues out to make sure that it is not breaking any laws for you to operate such equipment.